I'm Arielle, and I am a feminist. I was set up for this. I was raised a feminist. And the problem with raising a girl as a feminist, as an ethos, like with training materials, is that I didn't get the nuance that feminism is supposed to have. I didn't get the fact that I had a ton more power because I had lighter skin, because I had parents who could afford to clothe and shelter and feed me and educate me. I didn't have a language for all of that. So what I did have a language for was, boys get too much of the share of the pie and they're going down. I would be in class and one of my teachers would be like, you're the smartest girl I've ever taught. And I would be like, why am I not the smartest student you've ever taught? That's sexist. And it was my entire life. My mom would bring me when she volunteered at our local battered women's shelter. My mom would do some counseling and I would just kind of hang around and play with the kids, just be a friendly face around. And this one time I was there and I was with a little girl who was just underfed and tiny. And she was wearing a t-shirt that was way too small and these corduroys that were way, way too big. And she looked like a little stick in a bag. It was just so clear that her parents didn't have the time when they were getting out of some abusive situation or the money to get clothes that fit this girl. And she was just living on scraps, any scrap of attention or love or material goods that she could get. And I started playing with her, and she was so nice, and she was so shy, and so sweet once I got to talk to her. And there was a boy there. Now, the boy was probably in the same situation. He was there because his mom was in a terrible situation and needed to be at the shelter, too. But he was acting out his situation way different from this girl. He was aggressive, and he was mean, and I just felt trouble from him, so I stayed away. And me and this little girl were playing with each other's hair and doing each other's fake makeup, and we'd found some highlighters, and we were doing each other's nails. And I was having so much fun. And this boy, I'm sure, felt left out. And he came up to us, especially the little girl, who was smaller than me and more easily picked on, and said, "What, are you trying to make yourself cute? You know you're still ugly, and nobody likes you anyway." It was so much about not just being ugly, but feeling unwanted in that moment, that was twisting the knife in the worst situation that she could be in. And he was just exercising his power over her. And I decided it was not going to stand. And I said, "Why is your head so big? Everyone knows you don't have a brain in there anyway." And there was a moment. And we both ran for it. And we were running. I was like slamming waste baskets behind me so that he would trip over them. I was like sliding on my hip under desks. And he was chasing me and chasing me. And he finally caught up to me. And he managed to plug down with his knees both my shoulders and my arms. And he is just wailing on me. Probably 25 punches directly to the face. And in this moment, I'm 7 years old. I'm like, he's not going to watch me cry. And I just take it with my eyes open. They need 3 people to pull him off me, and they're pulling me away from him, and I'm managing to lean into him and still keep my face like, "You didn't hurt me. I swear to God, you will not see me cry." For like 10 years, I was telling that story, being like, I was so cool not letting that guy see me cry. And the more I get older, the more I realize that not letting him see me cry had nothing to do with my power. My strength in that moment was sticking up for that little girl, was recognizing how she was feeling and trying to be there for her. My strength as an adult woman is to be in touch with all of those emotions, not to have to repress my sadness and express it as anger. My strength is knowing all those emotions, to know when I'm hurting and to know why I'm hurting and to know to make that hurt right, to know to listen and help to make that hurt right for other people. And that, I think, is true woman power.